Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Persibelli. And today's episode is for the girls who need to calm down. If you are feeling frantic, anxious, a little frazzled, there's a lot going on. I feel like a lot of this has to do with the things that we see on like social media, or maybe the things that we hear our friends doing, maybe societal pressure, whatever the situation is. If you just feel like you hear an abundance of information and an abundance, an overwhelming amount, like just an overload of what other people are doing, to the point where you find yourself questioning, like, am I doing this right? Or am I doing enough? Or am I doing this fast enough? Like, am I behind? Whatever the question is, honestly, I'll give you a bunch of examples. This episode is for you, because a lot of us need to just woosah. We need to just calm down. I know I'm in a bit of a mess. Like I said in the last episode, we have switched from an office to a clawfice, okay? We are now in the closet. And in the closet, I do laundry, and I'm doing baby laundry right now. So that's why you're seeing tons of little onesies on the floor. I also have a drying rack behind me. So we just have a lot going on. But we're keeping it very, very real on this show. This show is clearly taking a turn, and it is becoming a very, very realistic depiction of my everyday life. In any case, I feel like there's a lot of different things when it comes to like the baby stuff that made me think of this topic, but it's not only like, this isn't only for you if you're pregnant or if you have kids. Like, this could be for anybody who has anything going on. What really made me start thinking about this topic, I'll give two different types of examples. One being, I posted a video the other day talking about how I don't have a birth plan, because everyone's always asking me, do you have a birth plan? What is your birth plan? And I'm like, the only real thing that's like for sure, like my birth plan, is an epidural. Like, I just want an epidural. I in no way, shape, or form want to try to do anything like fully natural. Oh, you should feel it. No, I don't want to do that. And what I was saying in that video was like, I'm just so type B that like these girls have these printed out, like I see it on TikTok. I hear it in regular everyday conversations. Girls go to the hospital with a binder of what they want, what they don't want. And that's cool. If that's you, like me talking about this is not me saying they're doing anything wrong. These are people who are simply minding their own business and living their life the way they choose to live their life and doing things the way that best suits them. Maybe they're very type A. Maybe they're very organized. Maybe they're very anxious themselves, and the only thing that brings them any sense of relief is, you know, having the binders and the plans and the whole thing. And for me, I want to put out the message of just like, we can calm down if that's not us. If that's not you, if you're not a big, huge researcher and you're not so organized and you're a little bit more of like, I trust the process. Like, I don't want to go into my delivery with a checklist of like, wait, make sure you're doing this, make sure you're doing that. Like, yes, there are certain things that I know for sure when it comes to like vaccines, what I do and don't want. When it comes to the epidural, I definitely do want that. There's a couple of things that I had written down. Really not much. It was the epidural, knowing which vaccines I do and don't want, and to do delayed cord cutting. And that's that. There was really nothing else that I felt like I... And when I posted that video, the suggestions and the questions that people were telling me that I should be asking were pouring in between the comments on the video, the messages people sent me. I mean, a girl legit sent me a full-blown checklist. Like, these are the things that you should be researching and asking. I'm like, no, that was the whole point of the video. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm going to stick to my no plan. I'm not asking you to help me create a plan. I'm not asking you to come up with my birth plan for me. I am legitimately stating that I don't have a birth plan and that I'm going to do things the way I want to do things, and I'm just going to let it rock. And there have certainly been times where I've like felt that questioning of myself of like, oh, should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? And then really, I just had to come with to my own senses of like, no, I don't have to do that. Like, my mom didn't have a birth plan 30 years ago. Like, people go into labor completely unexpectedly. People have emergency C-sections after thinking that they were just going to have a regular vaginal birth. People have premature babies 8 to 10 weeks early, and they don't even have a hospital bag packed yet. Like, one of my girlfriends, she actually had messaged me to about that video, being like, as somebody with a premature baby who quite literally did not have a second to even pack a diaper or a shirt, like anything, like, and I went to the hospital bare hands, like nothing, don't worry about a birth plan, you know, like. And those things like remind me, like, we can calm down. We don't have to be so like, oh my God, like, if this is what somebody else is doing, maybe I'm not doing enough. Maybe I should be doing more. For me personally, doing the organization and doing the research isn't like, it doesn't come naturally to me and takes a lot of effort. And when something takes a lot of effort that like I either don't want to do, or that I just like am like, that it's just not my like personality, it's not my vibe, it ends up just being a waste of my time anyway, because I'm not really doing it the right way. Like, I'm not doing what needs to be done. So I'm like, why even bother? For starters, I trust the process. I have faith in, you know, God, and I also trust my doctor. And my doctor is not making me freak out and feeling like I should have some crazy birth plan. And so I feel a sense of peace that I have now like said it out loud. Like, I don't have a birth plan, because I legit get asked this everywhere I go. Social media, in person, all the above. And now I'm like, people can stop asking me, because, or if they do, my answer is just no. Because my answer before was like, oh, I'm working on it. You know, I'm seeing, because I was still trying to figure out like, what is a birth plan? Like, I guess I'm in the process of it. But no, I've decided I'm not in the process and I'm not doing anything. So that's that. I have my couple things that I care about, and that's about it. The other thing was more of like that feeling of like, am I super behind? Like, am I not doing this right in regards to the nursery? So I'm so happy. Finally, our nursery crib and dresser has arrived. And now, like, now that it's there, like, and I'm just so excited, like, I really want to finish the room. But I also, like, I know myself, and I tend to, like, have a lot of urgency, where sometimes, like, if I'm not even, like, 100% satisfied, I'll still do it anyway. I'm truthfully not a perfectionist, so I have a tendency to be like, it's whatever, just do it. Like, I just want it done, so just get it done, and I really don't care how it gets done. And I know that if I finish that nursery before the baby is born, that when the baby is born, I will want to change everything, because I don't know the gender. So if I were to finish the nursery right now, because of the fact that I see everybody on social media having fully decked out, like to the T, done, ready to go, hotel room style nurseries weeks before their baby is even here, it makes me feel like, oh my God, like, I want, like, now I feel anxious because I'm going to have an incomplete and unfinished nursery with a baby here. But I don't want a fully gender neutral nursery. I don't want to commit to that when I don't have to. Like, why the fuck do I need the art on the walls before the baby is here? I don't. I needed technically, I didn't even need the crib, but we ordered the furniture together, so that's why I have the crib. You really don't need the crib till the kid is a couple months old, but whatever, I digress. I got it. What I did need was the dresser, because that's like the changing table, it's storage. Like, I had nowhere to store anything. So obviously, I needed the dresser, and like, you know, so I could arrange the dresser in the closet and all that sort of stuff. But other than that, I technically could have left the room 99% empty. And so what I, like, now that I have been like looking into things and whatever, I'm getting so much inspo for a girl's room, for a boy's room, very specifically girly or boyish. And so if I were to make myself crazy and just finish the nursery and theme it out completely, and it's completely gender neutral, could be for a girl, could be for a boy, you never know, I would end up regretting it. But my typical usual self is just wanting things done because I hate the feeling of things being incomplete. And it's like that'll eat at me and it will bother me. But I'm really working on telling myself, like, just calm down. Like, it doesn't matter what color, like, down to even like the picture frames. Like, there's, you know, styles that have cute bows on it, antique gold, vintage looking girly stuff. And then there's stuff that's a little more like wood, a little more like rustic, like a little more boyish to me. Like rugged, whatever you want. Not rugged, I don't know what the word is, but like that wood-ish style is a little more boyish. And so I'm like, what's the rush? I could do exactly what I want if I wait, you know? And if I rush myself and if I don't wait, then I'm doing it just for the sake of feeling anxious because of what everybody else has going on. And at the end of the day, I need to just mind my business and do what works for me. My bookworm girls are going to love this, especially if you're anything like me and you love when your reads get under your skin and you have no idea what's coming next and the suspense won't let you put the book down. That is definitely The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith, and you need to get your hands on it immediately. It's a domestic suspense thriller where nothing is quite as it seems. It has everything you want in a suspense novel: secrets, lies, emotional damage, and the deeply unsettling feeling that somebody absolutely should not be trusted, and of course, an affair. This book is pretty much one that takes the whole shiny, romantic, my husband is my rock idea and just casually sets it on fire, because beneath all the picture-perfect appearances, The Wedding Vow is packed with tension, deception, and the kind of twists that make you stop and go, oh, wow, so everyone here is making terrible choices, which for me is, of course, ideal reading. Imagine realizing you don't know your husband at all, and the truth and shocking secrets are a lot more dangerous than you'd ever imagine. This book is full of that addictive thriller energy where you think you know what's going on, and then the author basically leans in and says, you really thought, huh? So if you like books by Geneva Rose or even Freida McFadden that keep you on the edge of your seat, then you are going to love this one. The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith is available now wherever books are sold, so go grab your copy today. If you're obsessed with romanticy like I am and searching for a book series that combines monster romance, epic fantasy, and a love story that hurts in the best possible way, you need to pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole. This is the second book in the best-selling Gods and Monsters series, following Diana, a powerful shapeshifter bent on revenge, and Sam Keel, the immortal god king who was once her enemy. This series just totally does it for me because of its emotional depth. I love damaged hero energy, which is exactly what you get with Sam Keel, who's powerful enough to shake worlds, but still refuses to give up on the woman he loves. If you love slow burns, enemies to lovers, forced proximity, incredible banter, high stakes fantasy, and morally gray characters, you'll want this on your TBR immediately. So pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. Starting something new isn't just hard, it can be terrifying. So much work goes into this thing that you're not entirely sure will work out, and it could be scary to make that leap of faith. Trust me, I know. When I started this podcast, I wasn't even sure what I was doing. What if no one listens? What if I do something wrong? What if no one buys my products? All the questions that we're all asking. Now, I know that I was right in believing in myself and launching this podcast despite all the fears and hesitations. It also helps when you have a partner like Shopify on your side to help. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rode to brands just getting started. You'll be asking yourself questions like, but what if people haven't heard about my brand? Well, Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And questions like, what if I get stuck? Not to worry, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. So it's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. That's shopify.com/forthegirls. And so, you know, I know that most of the time everyone's just like kind of joking. Even I posted a video like this where I like showed what the nursery looked like at 30 weeks pregnant, and it was literally still my office. So it was like, I hope you're hungry for nothing. And it like showed, here's what my nursery looks like at 30 weeks. And it literally had my computer desk and chair and all that stuff in it. Someone actually made me crack up because somebody commented like, aw, baby's first office space. And it was honestly hilarious because that's literally what it was, an office. And in any case, I know that like we post those things in like a joking sort of manner of like, oh, haha, like, you know, it's not done yet. But then there are people who comment being like, oh my, like freaking out, like, oh my God, I'm at the same place as you or whatever. And my nursery's not done yet either. Like freaking. And I'm like, no, I'm honestly kind of kidding. Like I'm really not freaking out. Like it's okay. Like you don't need to freak out. You don't need to feel frantic. You don't need to feel like you're behind. You don't need to make yourself worried, you know, about the fact that you have an incomplete nursery before the baby is here. Because truthfully, I see all these videos down to the, like the dot on the wall, whatever it is. And in the caption, it's like, waiting on you, baby girl, waiting on you, baby boy. And I'm like, oh my God, please, I can't see this anymore. I cannot see people at 30 weeks pregnant, fully done, ready to go, closing the door. Okay, now we just sit and wait. I don't even have everything from my registry yet. I don't even have all of like the baby, like medicine or lotion and diaper stuff. Like I don't have everything yet. Like, I'm kind of just living on a prayer right now because my shower is coming. So I'm going to wait to see, you know, everything that gets purchased and whatever doesn't get purchased. Like, we have to purchase ourselves after that. And so we'll get it after. And I just need to calm down. And I feel like you can really relate this to anything that you're going through in life. Those were my two personal examples. The nursery and what the heck was the other thing that I said? What was I talking about? Oh my gosh. Pregnancy brain. Whatever the first thing that I said was. Come on, brain. Think of things. Come on, brain. Be so smart. I seriously have no idea what I was talking about. I gave the nursery example. Whoever's listening to this is probably screaming into their phone being like, girl, this is what you were saying. Oh my God. Oh my God. You're literally watching me freak out in real time. Oh, the birth plan. Oh my God, the birth plan. Oh, the birth plan. Yeah. I really couldn't think. I genuinely was completely empty. Like hay barrels were just rolling through my brain. Those were my two personal examples of where I'm at in real time in my life. But people have all different things going on that make you compare yourself to other people and make you feel like I should be doing more, or I should be doing this faster, I should be doing XYZ. And the truth is, you should only ever be doing exactly what works for you. We don't need to live our life with this like crazy, anxious, never enough, never fast enough. You know, you're not doing things right, or like other people are getting it done. Like, we should not be living with that scarcity sort of mindset. It's not to say scarcity mindset, but it is some sort of limiting belief where you are like convincing yourself like that you need to hurry up. You know that sound that's like, do you know you have 30 minutes? And it's, you know, it's a TikTok audio. If you don't know what it is, then I don't know if you'll get it. But it's like, do you know you have 30 minutes? Do you know you have 30 minutes? And people use it with the context of this stuff. Like, time's running out. Time is running out. Let's get this show on the road. Let's keep it moving. And the truth is, time is not running out. Like, nothing is going anywhere. Baby will be here when the baby is here, and I'll have what I need as I see fit, and time will keep on moving the way that it does, and the world is not going to end if I don't have a bow or a piece of wood that looks boyish, whatever, like on my walls in the nursery. It's just not going to happen. I'm giving myself time to get through, you know, go through the process accordingly. And I feel like we put ourselves in high stress situations over things that are not high stress. Like, why are we stressing about something that's not stressful, that shouldn't be stressful? I remember, like, in something I learned in like business, because I used to like really freak out. Like I said, I'm not necessarily a perfectionist, but I'm a rusher. I'm urgent. Like, I want things done. I don't even care how it gets done. I just want it done. Don't tell me. If you're doing it backwards, if you're doing it wrong, don't tell me. Just do it. Just give it to me complete. And I remember someone saying to me, like, if it's not an emergency, it doesn't need to be done today. And they were saying it in the context of, like, I think I had just gotten like my personal phone, which was a huge great thing that I've done, because I always had my work phone was my original cell phone. Like, I always had that phone. So everyone who I talked to in my regular life always had that phone number. But then I started working from my phone, so I was getting blown up with work stuff as well. And therefore, because that was the only cell phone I had, I would be out, you know, I would be, you know, quote unquote, out of my business hours, out of office, because it's a Friday night, it's a Saturday night, it's a Sunday, I'm out, I'm with friends, I'm living my life. And I was answering work stuff because I was receiving it on my phone. And so I had that feeling of, like, if I saw it, I'm gonna just answer it. Why would I ignore it? Like, there was no real boundary when it came to like work-life balance, because my work and my life was on the device in my hands at all times. And so that's when I like decided to get a new personal phone and just keep everything work-related on the phone that it originally was at. And now this way, when I do go out and, you know, I am doing on things unrelated to work, I don't have my work phone with me at all. I leave it home because if I see it, I know I'm going to do it. And that was the problem, was seeing it in front of my face, which then creates that sense of urgency and creates that sense of, I might as well, like, I have to just get it done. Otherwise I'm wasting time. And then you stress, and then you're anxious, and it's something that you don't need to stress or be anxious about. And so that's what was said to me, was like, if it's not an emergency, it doesn't need to be done today. Like, it can get done tomorrow. Like, what is this an emergency? Is this like seriously, like, you'll miss a deadline and you'll completely fail at something? Is this seriously like life or death? Like, what is the extent of the severity of the situation? And 9 out of 10 times, it was not severe, because I could have just answered the question tomorrow. It could have been a yes or a no. It could have been, what time 2 weeks from today does our appointment work for you? And it's like, okay, you have time to schedule that, you know, so it doesn't need to be done now. So if it's not an emergency, it doesn't need to be done today. And then you question, is it an emergency or is it not? What is the severity of the situation? And the reality is, it's not that severe. You don't need to stress. You especially don't need to stress over something that's just simply like not life or death. And it never is. And so I hope that that just brought some peace of mind in regards to whatever it is that you have going on. I mean, for me, of course, no matter what I say on social media, people still want to give their unsolicited opinions and advice. And they're like, they're trying to be helpful, but it's unfortunately really not helpful, because no matter what I say, me saying I don't have a birth plan still results in 50 people being like, you should have one though. Like, okay, well, you're not helping the situation because all you're doing is stressing me out, and I don't need to be stressed out about this. Same thing with the nursery, like whatever. Just everyone has to realize that we're all going to do the things that work best for us, and that's how we will best perform and best operate. I will best operate by doing what works for me, not by doing what works for you. You could offer me all the advice in the world, but at the end of the day, you and I have different personalities. You might be somebody who does well in XYZ, and I might be somebody who does well in ABC. And because those are two completely opposite ends of the spectrum, we're not going to perform the same thing the same way. We could do the same exact thing completely different ways. We could complete a nursery that looks the same exact way, same concept, completely differently. And that's just the way the cookie's going to crumble, because everybody has a different mindset, a different personality. And so for me, I'm done like worrying or obsessing or freaking when I see the way that other people have things done when it comes to this, because let me just learn. Let me just go at my own pace and let me just figure it out as I go, you know, like everything can just be figured out. Nothing has to be taught first. What do I always say? Confidence is a byproduct of action. You do not get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident. And that's exactly how we could apply this here. Like, everything is a byproduct of action. So I'm not going to have the answers to something I've never done yet just because you prefer it and you gave me this unsolicited advice. I'm going to figure it out by doing it. Like motherhood, parenting, baby stuff. Like, I could read every book and you could tell me everything, but until that baby is in my arms and until they're in my house and I'm going through the motions, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. I have to figure it out and as I go. And so that's how we need to approach life. You could replace the word confidence with anything else. Blank is a byproduct of action. You do not get blank and then take action. You take action and then you get blank. So fill in that blank and apply it in whatever way works for you. And take some stress off of yourself today. Relax today. Realize if it's not an emergency, it doesn't have to get done today. Realize you could do things however you see fit, and realize that whatever does work best for you works best for you for a reason, and you will best operate when you follow that, not when you follow other people. Okay? And that, my girls, is all that we have for today. So thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.